This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking with Dr. Brian Seeley. He's the head of the CAFE Foundation out in California, and coming up soon is their annual Electric Aircraft Symposium in Santa Rosa. So he's going to give us an update on what's on the agenda for this year and some of the advances in this part of aviation. And Dr. Seeley, thanks for talking to us today.
I'm delighted that you called. This is our probably best ever program, particularly because of the prominence of its presenters and the wide variety of their topics. Everything virtually that touches electric airplanes and their bright future is going to be here. The program is April 25th and 26th in Santa Rosa, California, and the announcement of the program and registration is available online at the cafefoundation.org on the electric aircraft page there. We are focusing this year on a wide variety of topics. Again, low noise, the business side of aviation, the short runway possibilities, the structural breakthroughs in nanotechnology, motors, and some that are extremely promising in terms of their low RPM, high power density. Batteries, of course, we have three or four presenters who are right at the forefront of breakthroughs in high energy density batteries that will raise two, three, four-fold the energy density that we've seen in the past. And then, of course, we're going to focus a lot on autonomous or semi-autonomous flight. We have the great Dr. John Langford from Aurora Flight Sciences talking about optionally piloted aircraft as a possible bridge from piloted aircraft into autonomous or remotely piloted ones. The chief test pilot for AeroVironment is coming to speak about remotely piloting aircraft, what it's like to be on a joystick in a bunker. The Google self-driving car pioneer, Dr. Sebastian Thrun from Google X, will be coming to speak. And Dr. Chris Ahuja is going to talk about precision autonomous synchrophasing of electric propellers. Dr. Case Van Dam, the chair at UC Davis, will be there to talk about high technology solutions for ride quality in small aircraft. We also have a number of presenters from the EAA movement. In fact, it's been wonderfully gratifying to see this develop as a kind of reunion for many of the old CAFE 400 racers that are still very interested in breakthrough small airplanes. And one of the real exciting ones that I think people will have their eyes opened by is the actual first San Francisco sky taxi service with a complete business model of how promising it can be when we have finally electric powered aircraft. And there's a couple of other surprise rock stars that I can't talk about right now, but I think folks will see them added to the program soon. We are going to, for the first time, have a talk about electric powered seaplanes and the great possibilities that those bring for essentially landing on any body of water. And we have found a way to overcome the concern about submerging batteries in water, which is another breakthrough. And I just recently added a couple of more talks, one by Jian Yu, who is the renowned pioneer of electric aircraft in China, and he's going to present his view of the frontier for personal electric aircraft. And then finally, we have Dr. Dilcher, the president of IDA Flieg in Germany, who's going to bring us up to date on the real cutting-edge sailplane research there throughout Germany in their network of sailplane enthusiasts. So that's a quick overview. Really just an outstanding lineup, and we're really looking forward to it.
So are any of these innovators planning to bring any aircraft, do you think, to the show, or do they have things in the works that we might actually see flying in the next, you know, maybe sometime this year?
Well, there is a possibility. I can't, you know, speak about it just yet, but certainly at the Cathay Flight Test Center, where we have the world's first electric aircraft charging station, we've openly invited several of the folks to bring their electric airplanes and have them for a display demonstration there, and there is a good chance that we may have some. Time will tell as we get closer to the meeting.
Okay, there's always a lot of rumors about what people out there in California are up to at Google and other places.
Well, yes, there's, you know, work on electric aircraft is proceeding on pretty much two fronts. I think the usual front, which is the world of sport aircraft, light sport aircraft, home-built aircraft, small airplanes, flight school trainers and things of that kind, in a kind of in-the-box conventional way. And then there are the real, you know, cutting-edge efforts that are looking at tilt-wing, hybrid propulsion systems, vertical takeoff vehicles, distributed takeoff vehicles of all types. And, of course, CAFE's view ever since our Green Flight Challenge is that the real breakthrough that comes with electric airplanes is the low noise. It's going to be, for the first time, noise so quiet that we'll be able to come into very small landing sites that are practically within walking distance of our destinations. And that's the great breakthrough that we think aviation's waiting for. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on very low noise, quiet propellers, very short runway technologies and things of that sort. The other ingredient there, ultimately, of course, is going to be to try to extend use of these types of small electric aircraft to more people, trying to overcome the need for a arduous pilot licensing process and rather have more and more of the airplanes just be available like a public taxi.
Okay, well, it all sounds pretty interesting, and I know it's still a few weeks away, so I'm sure you'll be adding more stuff to your agenda. And so why don't you tell us once more just where people can go for the info?
It's at the website cafefoundation.org, and just click on the electric aircraft button and you'll find a explanation of this and the registration button that will allow you to register online.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.